continue the APAC recap session later. I emailed you, by the way, so you have the sheets. I had scanned it earlier because then I wasn't going to have a chance to copy it. So you, there are two, you should have two emails from me. All right. Let's say good evening. Let's
doing all right.
Let's begin. So we left off on page Yud Beis. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit. Remember again, we developed one major theme. That one major theme is that there are two what we call sibos, two primary purposes we have in life. One is, remember what we call the siba hakolelas and the siba miyuchedes. So the siba miyuchedes means that we're each put in this world to be able to accomplish something. I hope it works.
It does. Perfect.
So one is to go ahead. One is to go ahead and accomplish something that is specific to us. Something that is unique and specific to us. And again, remember, we saw that very often the way that I could define what's unique and specific to me is to identify that thing that I struggle with. Generally, it's the thing that I struggle with that might be the very reason for my existence in this world. But then we'll come back to that later. What we're really focusing on now is what he called the Siba HaKoleles, which ultimately, again, is the primary, the general reason for which we are all in this world. So remember again, what he said, what's the Siba HaKoleles? What is the major reason for which we are all in this world? So the Mechaber advanced the idea, Kirvas Elokim. It's all about closeness and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously we have to actually define exactly what that means to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a look. So page Yud Beis, the paragraph that begins with Im. Im B'sha'a Sha'adam Ber La'atzmo Zos. Shetachlis chayov hi kirvas alokim litov. It's very important. So let's say for a moment we have to accept this premise that indeed the entire general purpose of life is to establish a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Closeness to God is good, is objectively good. So you see what happens. See, intellectually, I don't think any of us are going to disagree that the general aspiration that the Jew has in this world is to establish closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Would we all agree that that is a Siba HaKoleles of life? Any disagreements? Good. Okay. So even if we agree with it, but says the Mechaber, yet most people think the following. Most people think shebichdei lihios davok babari yisbarach shemo, tzorich lihios parish kimoshe rabin alav shalom, ulehisnatek mikol inyane haolam hazeh, hisnatkus gemura. What's interesting is most people assume that, you know, the only real way to establish closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or say it differently, your closeness to God is directly proportional to the degree to which you separate yourself from this world. That the more you separate yourself, the closer you are from God, and therefore, by definition, the more enmeshed I am in this world, the more difficult it is to come closer to God. And the truth is, this becomes the very undoing of most people. Because truth of us, most of us don't live Bein Kosle Beis HaMedrash, right? We don't have the privilege of spending our day learning or spending our day fully enveloped in spiritual matters. So we have to live in the world. We have to engage in all different kinds of things. So we assume that by definition, that highest level of Dveikos and Hashem pretty much is not accessible to us. Since we're not spending our days necessarily in Ruchnios or in learning or in Tefillah. So by definition, I can have some closeness to God, but I'm never really going to have that highest level of closeness to God. So the Mechaber says, Yeda.
Really, that what it means? You're saying that unless you're completely...
No. I'm saying that's what people sometimes think.
Oh, okay.
That's what people think. Okay. That people assume...
But it's wrong.
You know, I'll tell you something interesting. Yeah, so let's read the line. He says, Yeda, Shemachshava zu, himi pri atzaso shala yitzahara. Know that a thought like that, that ruchnios, that true ruchnios, true dveikos b'Hashem is not accessible to you if you have a day job. So just know that's the Yetzirah. It's objectively not true. Sherotze laharchik es ha'adam min ha'emes. So the voice in my head that says, oh, you know what, you could be great, but the truth is you're no Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not Moshe Rabbeinu. You're never going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. You'll never have the level of Dveikos. Now it's true. I'm not a Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not going to be like a Moshe Rabbeinu. But it doesn't mean that I can't have my level of Dveikos.
Interesting.
Aval la'odim kamoso ein ma ledaber al kach. So what does the Yitzhahara do? So again, remember, once I accept this premise that Tevekos Pashem is the ultimate aspiration that I want to work towards, the Yitzhahara says, very nice, it's not for you. It's not for you. You know, you're a regular guy. You do regular stuff and some irregular stuff. Right? You're living in the world. You have to do this. You're not going to have kir v'aselokim. You'll be a good Jew. You'll give a lot of tzedakah. You'll do some chesed. But kir v'aselokim, closest with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dveikus, you're not going to have it. Ulam, be'emes mefurashim hadvarim b'ramchal lehefach. But we see that Moshe Chaim Letzato tells us just the opposite. Ramchal, she yisad es sifro mesiyas yisharm ala b'raisa shor pinchas ben yor. Remember again that the entire mesiyas yisharm is based on the statement of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. Pinchas Ben Yair was the one who says that, you know, A leads you to B, B leads you to C, C leads you to D, so Kedusha Mevile De Tara, Tara Mevile De Zrizos, so on and so forth. It's actually Zrizos is first. Hamatchila min hamadrega tachtona, Torah Mevia Lidei Zihirus, v'chulei. Ad Ruach HaKodesh U'tchiyas HaMeis. So remember, the way that Ramchal Sefer is set up, Mesiyas Yisharm is set up, is you start with a particular meat. They start with Zrizos. So just think, what is the meat of Zrizos? So it's not like what we think. When we think of Zrizos, what do we think about?
Getting up in the morning.
Getting up in the morning, right? Getting up on time in the morning, right? Doing mitzvahs quickly. That's actually interesting. That's not the Ramchal's version of Zrizos. According to Ramchal's, Zrizos means paying attention to life. It means being zoriz, being careful and being aware with how you live and what you do. Being ever aware and ever present when doing your actions. Thinking about how you live life. And Ramchal says, if you do Zrizos, then you go up to the next level, you go up to the next level. And amazing enough, what's at the end of the Mesilas Yisharim's chain? The last stage is Ruach HaKodesh, his prophecy. He says, Ruach HaKodesh Tchias HaMesu, B'sof Sifro, La'achar Shu Madrich Esa Adam Ad La'Hasagas Madrigos Ramos V'Nelos Elu. And at the end of the Sefer, when he has shepherded us through these different levels, Hu Kosev B'Lashon Hazu, and he writes, the Ramchal writes the following, Va'ata Kori Noim. Now, dear reader, this is according to Ramchal, Yadata Shekamoni Teda, Ashalo Kilisi Bisifri Zez Kol Chukei Chasidus. You know, my dear reader, that I have not gone ahead and gone through every aspect of piety in this sefer. V'zeh pashut, ki kol adam lefi ha'umnos asher biyado, v'ha'esek asher hu osek, kach tzarech lo ha'yishara v'hadracha. So says the Mechaber something amazing. What the Ramchal says is that I'm giving you a pattern. I'm giving you a framework. But the framework doesn't include everything. Why? Because spirituality is a very personal journey. Because each of us actualize in different ways. Ki derecha chasidus haro'i l'misha torasa umnaso. Eino derecha chasidus haro'i l'misha tzarech lahaske atzum lachas chavero. Because, for example, we'll say, right, we aspire for chasidus. We aspire to be pious individuals. But the path to piety for someone who sits and learns all day is different than the path of piety than someone who works all day. Now, the amazing part is that what? Both can become chasidim, right? Both could become pious individuals. But their pathways of piety, and the truth is what piety looks like, will be dramatically different for them, right? Veloz, and I would ask you, right? And again, is the one who becomes a chasid as a result of learning all day any greater than the one who becomes a chasid after having working all day? So of course, this depends who you ask. It depends who you ask. I'll tell you a funny story. I gave an orientation to the teachers at the Beis Yaakov High School this last week, Thursday, and I was talking about the concept of chanoch lenar api darko, about teaching a child according to their way, and the idea that, you know, we often like to create, you know, frameworks, and we try to put kids into pre-existing frameworks instead of trying to understand the individuality of the child, having to express their individuality. So, you know, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, and so I got some really strange looks after I said this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, I said, the Gadol Hador is no greater than the plumber. No greater than the plumber. So I said, why? I said, because if the plumber's doing what he has to do in this world, and he's living up to his potential, and he's actualizing the way that he needs to fully actualize, then he is no less than the Gadol Hador, who is actualizing the way he's supposed to actualize. Of course, the Gadol Hador knows more and more people align the Gadol Hador. He may have more zechuyos, But no one of them, no one is more important than the other, because they each serve different roles, and at the end of the day, they actualize in different ways. And that's the Mechaber saying over here. And I don't think it's that because it's to say such a thing like that. I think it's partial. I'm sorry, I don't know. I think it's... yeah, the plural of it. I think it's MS, and I think that when you do, because otherwise, what happens? See, if you don't accept that model, then you know what ends up happening? Implicit in that then is, if I don't become the Gadol Hador, then what?
Failure.
Then I'm a failure. And the truth is, there are many people who walk around like that. There are many people who don't have a head for learning, are not accomplished, Talmidei Chachamim, and they feel like a failure because they have been told that the only way to gauge success is through your ability to learn and how much you're able to master. What if a person can't do it?
That was actually told to one of my daughters 10 years ago at Beis.
That's what?
That you can't mount anything unless you're purely
right. So again, there is. I don't pass judgment on other hashkafas. I think it's wrong. But there is. You know, it's my opinion. It's not a judgment. But there are streams of hashkafa like that. That really excellence is only expressed through learning. Okay. Again, I think what you do is you end up marginalizing an entire segment of the population. Because not everybody is a Gadol Hador, not everybody is a Talmid Chacham. If everybody was a Gadol Hador, Talmid Chacham, we'd be in a lot of trouble. You need Talmid Chachamim, you need Gidolim, you need people to do every single other thing also. But the beautiful part is, you have to recognize that each person, that's the Chassid, each person could be a Chassid in their own way. And the Chassid plumber is no different than the Chassid Gadol Hador, is no different than the Chassid, you know, businessman, than the Chassid doctor, than the Chassid lawyer. Each one cultivating their own different way of Chassidus. No one better or no one less than the other. All fundamentally different, all necessary, and all mitsuyonim in their own way. This is so important because, you know, we all know, there are so many people who walk around thinking that they don't measure up because we've created these metrics of Judaic success, which are just objective instead of being subjective. And there are so many people who walk around thinking that they're less instead of realizing you're supposed to actualize and become a chassid in the way that's best, that's most matim for you. Not matim for me, not matim for him, your own way.
So we're just, I mean, essentially, it's really just saying, be the best you can be.
Be the, you know, it's interesting. I don't tell you that this was...
Or is that not correct?
There's a little bit more to it, meaning a person has to discover what their kohos are. Those kohos have been given to me by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then I have to figure out a way to maximize those kohos in a way that creates Kiddush Hashem. That I think is the full mandate. So if I have a good head for I have a good head for science. I could be a physician and I could heal people. Wonderful. I'm a good businessman. I know how to create relationships, and I could, Baruch Hashem, be financially successful, employ people, give tzedakah, help run most. Everyone has to, what's my koach? How do I maximize it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for Klal Yisrael? And if you do that, then you are on the path to Dveikas Hashem and the path to Chassidus. That's it. So I don't think it's just be the best, because the problem with that statement, be the best you can be, is, you know, I was giving a shiur on state for Yonah. So, you know, the whole, one of the major motifs of Yonah is that everyone has a destiny. And sometimes we try to run from our destinies because we don't like the destiny that God gave us. We want a different destiny. And the whole yisod in life is sometimes you have to accept that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs and wants you to do is not what you want to do for yourself. And it takes an increase. So when you say, you know, be the best you can be, that is a very self-centered statement. That's all about me. No, it's be the best at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs you to do. Recognize the kohos that he gave you to accomplish the task that you are charged with, and be the best at that. Yours rolls a little bit better off the tongue than mine, but to get
that's
the point.
That's
the army. That's right. All right, so let's go on. He says, V'zeh Pashat. V'zeh Pashat. Ki kol adam lefi ha'omnos asher biyado, va'esek asher osek, kach tzarech lo, ha'yishar v'adarkwa. Ki derech ha'chasidus, I'm sorry, we read this. Sh'derech ha'chasidus ha'roi le'mishtar asom nosu, because someone, the pathway to piety, for someone who is, Torah asom nosu means someone who is learning all day, someone who is involved in learning, eno derech ha'chasidus ha'roi le'mishtarach la'haske atzman le'melechas chaveiro, is different than the pathway to chasidus for someone who's working, someone who's employed. V'lo zeh v'zeh derech ha-chasidus haroi l'misha osek b'schoroso. It's interesting. And you know, this is so fascinating. The derech of chasidus, you know, it's interesting. You have to look at his words. The derech of chasidus, for someone, lahaskir atzmo l'melechas chavero, means what? Someone who works for someone else versus someone who works for himself. Right, there's a difference in the derech. It's mean. It's not just the pshat that there's a derech of chasidus if you're working, and there's a derech chasidus if you're learning. You know, even within working, again, it's a different life. A person works for themselves versus a person works for someone else. That's a different existence. And any time that there's a variation in the way you live your life, that means there's a variation in how you accomplish your chasidus. V'chol sha'ar ha'pratim asher b'iskei ha'adam ba'olam. The point of Osa is that at the end of the day, Lemaisa, every person has the ability to become a pious individual, but that chasidus is custom tailored to who and what you are and where you're holding. And he says, Lom lefisha chasidus mishtane, ki hine hu shav lechol nefesh, vaday huil ve'enane el lasos ma, shiesh nachas ruach liotzero. Now remember, obviously, it's not the fact that chasidus is different for each of us. Obviously, the basic tenet of chasidus is still to go ahead and come close to HaKadosh. By the way, you understand, when I use the word chasidus, I'm not using it like in the way like, you know, like Tamidi Baal Shem Tov. That's not that. We're talking about just chasidus in the most abstract way of just piety. He says, obviously, the goal of every single Jew is to create dveikus, to create connection, to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aval hoyel v'hanosim mishtanim. But because people have different circumstances, e efshar shelo peju gimel, e efshar shelo yishtanu ha'emtsoim, ha'magiyam osam ala tachlis. Because everyone has different circumstances, therefore everyone must employ different means in order to reach the goal of chasidus. Kol echad lefi inyano, each person according to his way. Ukvar yachol lihios chasid gamer, ish shemipnei tzorcho, kilomar shezeh be'emes tzorcho, v'lo ari, we'll leave that parenthesis right now. Huba malocha pechusa, kimo mi shelo yifsuch mipi alimot. So again, this is important. So he says, therefore, a person who has a very lowly job, ba malocha pechusa, a garbage collector, in certain respects, a garbage collector could be just as much of a chassid as what? As someone ultimately who spends his day in learning. Because again, obviously those chassidus, those forms of chassidus will look different for each individual, but no one is more important than the other. Kilomar, mevuar lanu bidvarav heitiv, sha'adam yachal lios chassid v'davak bikono, ad kidei ruach ha'kodesh etchias ha'mesim, ve'eno, so listen to this, ve'eno shayich lamashu osegba. Says the Mechaber, you know what it comes out, according to the Ramchal, a person has the ability to go ahead and be righteous and to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally until the point that a person has Ruach HaKodesh and is fundamentally not related to what you do for a living. Isn't that an eye-opening idea? No matter what you do, no matter what you do with your day, whether you're in the Beis Medrash or you're in the office, no matter what you are doing, you have the ability to reach the apex, the pinnacle of spiritual accomplishment. Im Torah ve'imalacha, whether you're learning, whether you're working, kozos pitinai. Now again, there's one caveat. What's the caveat? How do you reach the pinnacle of spirituality, no matter what it is that you're doing? Kozos pitinai, shekol ma'asov l'shem shamayim be'emes. What does it come down to? The question is, why do you do the things you do? If you do what you do, l'shem shamayim, if you know that at the end of the day, I whatever I did today, I know that what I did today served a higher purpose in some way. If you could say that about every aspect of your day, obviously no one says about every aspect of your day. Although the truth is, you know, this is true also, a person, everybody needs time to relax, time to recharge. You know, always the shaila is, why is a person doing that? If a person is doing that so that I could be a better Eved Hashem, so that means that even my relaxation is also l'shem shamayim. So that's what makes a true chassid. V'hu osik b'torah kefi kohosa v'zmano. And of course, again, it goes without saying that a person does have to learn in accordance with his abilities and the time that he has. And we'll say, this is probably the most difficult part, which is a person who lives in the world of work, you know, you have to draw a line between what is reasonable hishtadlus and then what is too much. You know, right? This probably is one of the hardest things to do in life, especially if a person is, you know, if a person's not successful, it's a little bit easier to draw the line. If a person's successful, it's much more difficult because, again, success hopefully breeds success. A person wants to be more successful, and the automatic assumption is the way to guarantee more success is more work. And more work, by definition, will have to take time out from other things. So again, a person just has to be careful. A person just has to be careful about how they set up their life and realize at the end of the day that the work is not an end. The work is a means. The work is a means. The work allows me, the parnasa allows me to accomplish things that are of a greater calling. The moment that that parnasa comes at the expense of other things is the moment that I have to take a step back and reevaluate what it is that's happening. And by the way, those other things are not just ruchnios. Those other things are also with your family. Those other things are always, people do all kinds of things in the name of making a living. But the truth is, very often, they've already made their living. They just want to make more of a living, which again is not a bad thing either, but it's a cost-benefit analysis. A person just has to ask themselves, what am I giving up? What am I giving up in order to be more successful? And does success in this realm compromise success in the other realm? So again, v'gam luzos l'shem shemayim. Mikol makom lamadnu, sheko adam yochol lios tavar boris parshmo. We'll say, what comes out? What's the bottom line? The bottom line is, every single person, no matter what you do between 9 and 5, no matter what you do with your day, every single person has the ability to achieve the state of dveikus, to achieve the state of connection, of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein zeh shayach liyechidim sheprushim mikol inyanei ha'olam. And it's not shayach, closeness to God or true intense spirituality is not simply the right or the privilege of those who divorce themselves from this world. Certainly there are some very holy people who divorce themselves from everything material, and there's no question they have a beautifully intense relationship with Baruch Hu. But if I'm not that kind of person, if I can't divorce myself from everything, it does not mean that therefore I've sacrificed my ability to have an intense connection. No matter where I'm holding in life, I have that ability for dveikus. Lamadnu imkein shereishis ha'adam tzarach levar lo heitiv shevatachlis ha'chaim hikiras Hashem. So also remember, right now what we're up to in this stage is a person has to clarify for himself: do I want this? Is this, at the end of the day, is this what I want? Is what I'm aspiring to dveikos Hashem? Now I know. Now comes the hard part, because now I know I could have it. Now I know I could have dveikos Hashem. Now what's the shaila? Or do I want it? Right. So now I know I can have it. No matter. So remember, the excuse that many of us use throughout the years of, you know, look, I'm not in learning, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, as an excuse for not having an incredibly intertwined and passionate relationship with Baruch Hu, that goes out the window. Now the Shai says, I know I can have it. Do I want it? He says, well, acher mikan alav lihios batuach shadvaram amurim mamish klapov v'atzmo ro'i umesuga lakach bevadai lelo kol tzel shel safek. And a person has to believe beyond the shadow of a doubt that, again, this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his. It's his for the taking. It's yours. No matter what you do with your life, I have the ability to have this tveikos. Let's just do one more piece and then we'll stop. Lefi shebeirarnu mahi chovas ha'adam ba'olam v'tachliso. So now that we've established, remember, so he's spoken about now the sibah ha'klalit, the general reason, purpose of existence, tveikos ba'ashem. We've established, tekdamnu v'chasavnu shekasher yevor la'adam mahi chovas v'tachliso alav liskor es tachliso la'orach koyom. So we'll say, let's assume now for a moment that we accept that this is the tachlis of our lives, tveikos and Hashem. And now we don't really even know yet what that means. We don't know what it means to be davok ba'ashem. All I know is that it is the tachlis, and I could achieve it. Now that I know that, he says, a person has to be perpetually preoccupied with this the entire day. Lirshom la'atzmo es tachlis, ve'echas l'reva sha'al l'erech, alav l'hozi rishim ezos mikiso, v'likraba l'man ya'mo l'neged, enav tachliso kol yamav. So also, remember again, we saw this a couple of shiurim ago, which was, if something is very important, and you need to remember, so what do? You write it down on a piece of paper, and every 15 minutes you should take out the piece of paper and look at it. So the Mechaber here is suggesting that I should write down on a little post-it note that I keep in my pocket that says, my siba ha-koleles, my ultimate purpose in life, is dveikos ba'ashem. And a person should just look at that every couple of times throughout the day, just to remind myself of what my purpose in this world is. Now that we've established that the purpose of man is closeness to God, connection to God, person should write it down on a piece of paper, and a person ultimately should remind himself of it every single, not every single moment, but a number of times throughout the day. Look at this next paragraph. Hayidia hazu, hi yidia shel chiyus. Because, you know, if you think about it, what the Mechaber is suggesting is, if you keep your eye on the ball of existence, and you constantly remind yourself about what it is that I'm supposed to accomplish in this world, that leads to such a purpose-driven life. If I constantly reinforce within myself what am I working towards? I'm working towards Dveikus Bashem. So you know what ends up happening? What ends up happening is that everything I do in my day, I measure that action up against a very simple question. Does it advance my agenda or does it not advance my agenda? If it advances my agenda, let's go for it. If it doesn't advance my agenda, I'm not ready to take it on. Look what he says over here. Mashal, nitei mashal davar. Let's just do this. Mashal, this will stop. Adam ola agabe eitz. A person climbs a tree. U'misyashev agabe echa min ha'anafim. And he sits on a branch. Lefesa ha'anaf karas v'nafa. What happens? The branch breaks and the branch falls off. Hare ha'adam miyad ocheiz atzmo begufo shel eitz. So what does the person do? Mamish, he's holding on to that trunk for dear life. Ha'adam chash sha'alav lahachzik b'chol rega mamish begufo shel eitz. Person realizes that I have to hold on to every single moment that tree. Shim lo kein chas v'shalom hu alo lipol. Because what happens if I don't hold on to the tree? I will fall. And what could happen? V'lamos chas shom. Person chas shom die. Nimsa shahayidia sha'adam yodea shutzarech le'echos be'etz. He ain't any idea ba'alma. You see, if I'm holding on to that tree, so the knowledge that I have to hold on to the tree is not just a piece of abstract knowledge. Rather, what is it? Ela ha'adam mevin shebiyidia zu tuluya kol chayuso. You see, when I'm holding on to that tree and I think about the fact that I really have to hold on to the tree, it's not just a thought. That is the very mandate for my existence. Because if I don't hold on to the tree, then at the end of the day, I will fall down. Iluhu yishkach hasayadia, if I forget this mindset, harihu ba'ofen tiv'ilo yitchok ba'atzmo le'echos be'etz. If I forget, then I won't push myself to hold on to the tree. And if I don't push myself to hold on to the tree, then what? V'kachu misakin chas hashom eskol chayov. I go ahead and I put my entire life in danger. So as we'll stop over here for tonight, but what you see over here is really something amazing that comes out. So now we see the progression. And by the way, I'll just give it away, but he says, this is also the pshat, in Eitz Chaim Hi Lamachazikim Ba. That, you know, in life you climb the trees, so many trees, and so many branches that we think will support us break off. But you know, the amazing part is that the trunk is always stable. What is that trunk? That trunk is Dveikus. That trunk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, even all the branches are falling off, there's one thing that's the anchor, there's one thing that's stable. So what comes out is something so profound. We know the Sibah HaKolelis, we know the general purpose of existence, of Dveikus Bashem. We now know that it's accessible, attainable, and reachable to each of us, no matter what we are doing in life, no matter what our occupations, no matter how we spend our days, we each have the ability to be a Chassid and to be Dvok Bashem. But now that we know it, what's most important is to keep it front and foremost on my mind. Mm. It has to be the guiding light principle that informs the way I live my life. Because if I remember it every single moment or multiple times throughout the day, it will guide what I do. I'll do things that help advance that agenda, and I will cease and desist from doing things that don't advance that agenda. But the moment that I forget about the purpose of my life, I run the risk of what? I run the risk of letting go of that purpose and falling down into the abyss of darkness. All right, so we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with chapter Yud Beis next week, or section Yud Beis.
Hey, we'll be able to find a copy.
I'll call back again soon, but you know the day we have.